three of you together again. You don't realize how much you miss somebody until you look around and say, whoa, I haven't seen you in almost a whole year. It's been a year. God bless us. But it helps us to appreciate things more, doesn't it? Yes, yes. So my talk today is stepping out, stepping up. So when I say that, what do you hear? What does it mean to you? Stepping out, stepping up. Take a moment and think about that. To me, it means I willingly step out of old beliefs, old ways. And I'm willing to do that with confidence and a sureness, a willingness that I step up in faith to something new. Yes? Are you willing to do that today?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. The new beliefs, the new thinking. When we decide to do things differently, we blaze a new trail. We open the door to possibilities and to something new. And this takes courage. So, are we courageous today?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. It is so much fun to get you to respond. It was pretty sad when it was just a couple of us. So it takes a willingness. It takes a willingness to change our mind. Ah, what an idea. Change your mind, change your thinking, change your life. Stepping out and stepping up asks for a willingness to change how we think. I don't know about you, but that can be a challenge. And I'll give you an example of how I was challenged with that. It was about my birthday, because up until now, I had old stories about my birthday, and those stories and beliefs were not very pleasant. And Rick, every year, Rick asked me, what would you like to do for your birthday? And I'd say, I don't know, yeah. And I knew that I wasn't fully engaged for me for what I was desiring to do. And we'd go out to dinner, and we always had a very nice dinner, but I'd eat too much and then I'd be full, and it never really quite felt good. So last year was the first year that I started designing my birthday, and then COVID hit, and so I had to wait a whole year. So this year, I decided that I was going to have the best birthday I've ever had, and I wasn't disappointed. We flew over Auburn. We took time to rent a plane. I don't fly, but the pilot flew us, and it was amazing. And so Rick was open and receptive to doing anything and everything that I wanted to do. And not only after the flight, which we got to fly over Auburn and Lake of the Pines, and the only thing that was scary was Foothill Bridge. I can't walk across it, even on from an airplane, it's still scary. But you know, that made me feel alive. After that, we went and saw the exotic birds up the street. Then we went down to, we had this great lunch. We went down to Roseville. We went to a furniture store. And the reason that was so important to me was that was our first date. We went around in this furniture store and we're sitting in things and trying things. And oh, I like this, I like that. And this guy kept following us. And we were getting ready to go to the show, but we needed time to do something, so we decided to go through the furniture store. We had so much fun. And finally I told the man, I said, no, we're not buying anything. We're just waiting for the show to start. And he says, ooh, I wish you people would tell me ahead of time. Well, so of course that made us laugh even more. The point I'm trying to make is that when we step up and when we step out, like I did, and it took courage for me because of my history. It was about time I let that go. See, our faith comes alive. Hear this, our faith comes alive when we begin to celebrate ourselves. And here was a whole piece that I hadn't celebrated, that I hadn't allowed, because I was not wanting to be disappointed. And yet I had this man that kept saying, what would you like, what would you like, what would you like? He followed me around all day. How good is that? And we had a great time. Where is it that you need to step out and step up to celebrate you? Or maybe you're saying, well, I'll celebrate me when I have someone or something to celebrate. You can wait a really long time for that one. How would it feel? Doesn't have to be your birthday. How would it feel to just celebrate you? First place, we could just celebrate us, each of us, by getting through this past year, yes? Yeah, we did good. We're still alive. Not only that, but we took good care of ourselves. Celebrate that. And celebrate because you like being you. Or are you willing to celebrate working on liking yourself? Some of us need to do that. Let's look at how we accomplish this by changing our thinking as we change our life. Now this I guarantee you. This morning, even as I put this talk together, you know, I love what I get to do because I get to heal. And this morning in my meditation, I just sat there and I just started crying because I realized that there was a place in me that hadn't been healed since I was 6 years old. So a healing keeps happening because I believe that this life is meant for us to be lifted up daily, moment by moment, into something new, into possibilities. So let's look at the formula of this healing. Da, 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 da. Okay, number one, wanting change. Now there's a lot of us that want change, yes? But how many of us just want change to take place? And we keep circling around the problem. This is when we watch the news and we go and say, they need to change. Or we are in partnership, in relationship, and we say, they need to change. Look what they're bad, wrong. Okay? We're wanting to change, but I don't know about you, sometimes we keep focusing on the problem, what it is that needs to be changed. Anybody? Okay, so that's number one. We want to move from wanting the change to number two, feel into the solution. I'm really doing this today with what's going on in the news. Every time I hear the anger, the discontent, I keep seeing that this is bringing it together to blossom into something new. That there is going to be, because there's a lot going on, isn't there? There's a lot going on. There's against this, against that, for this, for that. I see the solution. Feel into the solution. You don't have to know what that is yet, but see a world that works for everyone. This is what we have claimed in science of mind for a really long time, haven't we? Yes. A world that works for everyone. So that all people can vote, so that everybody feels safe on the streets, whatever that is. Okay? Because when we feel into the solution, when we go and get out of I'm wanting change, and we keep repeating around and around and around in circles, I've certainly done this, you know? We've got to feel into the solution. What's it going to feel like when you have this solution taking place in your life? What's it going to feel like if you start loving yourself, if you move forward into a greater sense of, I deserve to be in love with me? Because nobody loving me is going to make me feel any more lovable, correct? Yeah. This is where we deepen our faith and we give thanks in advance that the solution has already been received. It was not easy for me to design my birthday. It took me a whole year, more than that. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, what does it feel like when you present your great birthday? What does it feel like when you feel so loved by yourself and honored and respected by who you are? What does it feel like to live grounded in faith that there is a power? There is a power for good that desires your highest and greatest good, your best. What does it feel like? This is where we want to keep working from. Okay, got that? Good. That's number two. Oopsie. Number three, I like this one. Relax. Number three, relax. Let go. Expectation, it's on the way. The answer to your prayer is on the way. The power of God is healing me now. This is the best day I've ever had. This is the best talk I've ever given. Yes? Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Rest, I rest and I trust. Everything is working for my highest and greatest good. These are phrases I say constantly. Before I leave the house, everything is working for my highest and greatest good. Before I get out of bed, I say, thank you, God, for this great day. Thank you, God, for the love and the beauty of this day. This is where we relax and we live in faith and we're comfortable that this power for good wants to serve us. It does. It wants your best. It adores you. Isn't that interesting that I say God adores you, infinite spirit adores you? How adoring are you of you? I think that's a constant. I think it's constant. It is for me. Okay, number three is relax. Number four is mastership. I live 24/7 in faith. Now, I have to say, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm working on it. And we go back and forth daily. Just be aware. Oh, I'm not bad if I'm not in mastership. I'm not even bad if I'm circling my wagons around the problem. Just know, oh, right, I'm a choice. We're going to put this on the midweek. Okay? So we're wanting change. We see that something needs our attention. We don't want to keep calling everybody about that. We want to move forward and feel into the solution. Time and time again, life reminds us that the appearance of things, hear this, the appearance of things is not necessarily the basis from which we should draw our final conclusions. I don't know about you, but people are watching the news and doing things like that, and they think that that's the solution, that's the answer. No, we need to shake it up, find even a greater answer, and to know that for this country. There is something really good being birthed out of all this controversy. In the Bible story of Joseph, his coat of many colors, Joseph was scorned by his jealous brothers. And he was being plotted against. And he lived a terrible life because they sent him off. They told him stories about himself. And as the story goes, Joseph actually overcame their evil deeds toward him. They told his father he was dead. And ultimately, he ended up saving his family from starvation. Now, if you want to know that story, you need to go read it. But the moral of the story is that Joseph's brothers meant evil for him. The universe, God, had another plan. God meant it for his good. Sometimes we go through some difficult times. We have to keep saying, this is meant for my God. I don't know what's being birthed here, but it's got to be good because this is really asking a lot of me. Life asks us to be more. This last year, life really asked each and every one of us to be more. More than we even thought we could possibly be. To go deeper into our faith, to trust the unseen perfect outcome. I have to admit that my first response to change to, okay, let's see a better outcome, isn't always a great answer. But an awesome outcome is waiting for each and every one of us. This is what I'm learning to be the truth. Even this morning, when in my meditation I sat there crying, I realized that the tears, the sadness of this six-year-old little girl needed my love, needed my embrace. Nobody else could embrace her but me. Eventually, I've learned to let go and let God. Because when I let go and I let God, God helps me, God guides me, God reveals to me what the next step is. And that infinite wisdom, that infinite love helps me step out of fear and worry and doubt and step up into expectancy, step up in the solution, deepen my faith. As we each daily deepen our faith and our trust, this is the key to this. Everything always works out for me. Thank you, God, for the perfect outcome. Doesn't always look like it, but the more I say it, the more it seems to come into place, and then I'm inspired to do something that makes that perfect outcome revealed. One of the basics of science of mind is our spiritual law of manifestation. Ernest Holmes said, we must each have a mental equivalent of what it is we desire. Now, a mental equivalent means when we see it, we can be it. So we have to have this mental equivalent. If we don't have the mental equivalent, every year when Rick would say, what do you want to do for your birthday? I don't know. I did not have the mental equivalent. I wasn't honoring myself enough to find a mental equivalent or to see the solution. Yes? So I also learned to say these words, the mental equivalent, when we see it, we can be it, so too am I. Because that phrase is what, when I would see people, couples in love with each other, in great communication with each other, especially when I was in Santa Rosa before I met Rick, I would see these families and these people together, and I'd say, that's what I would like, that's what I would like. Now, I didn't want that lady's husband. I wanted the same the same essence that I saw them experiencing. And I'd say, so too am I. So too am I. I constantly fell into the solution. That what was waiting for me was a relationship that was even greater than what I could imagine, so too am I. I'd watch people in loving relationships being kind and caring. So too am I, I'd say. I don't know how or when, I just knew this was my desire. See, that's where we relax into the solution. We relax in God. Okay, this is what I desire. And then everything works together for that to take place. This is what I know to be true. I have to say that the relationship I have now is greater than I could ever imagine. And I thank God every day. This is better as we open each and every one of us to greater good. Today, I invite each of us to embrace a broader view of how powerful we each are. There is a power that wants your highest and greatest good. Now, it might take you a few years like it did me, but that's all good, all God. The law of manifestation is always accepting the thoughts we think. Now, this is really important. If you're sitting there complaining about somebody, oops, guess what you're going to get back? Because the law doesn't know any difference between you disliking someone and disliking yourself. The law just says, oh, you want more of that? Okay, here it is. Remember, the law says yes to our beliefs, yes to what we're thinking, returning to us more of what we believe. When I see people hating, and we see a lot of that today, I bless them, knowing that hate returns to them. So I want to be sure that I bless them in wherever they are, that there is an opening, that something takes place, because I'm not going to sit there and hate them back. Let us each answer the call to step out of old beliefs and to step up and visualizing the beauty, the peace, the joy that we so desire, that we wish to experience first for ourselves. What do you wish to experience for yourself? And then for the world around us. I love this one. Be an eagle above. Be an eagle and fly above and let the crows fall away. Did you know that an eagle, as it flies, the crow comes and lands on its back? Have you ever seen an eagle flying and there's this little bird on top of it? And the crow pecks at the eagle's neck, keeps pecking at it. Anybody feel like life's pecking at you? And so what happens is the eagle doesn't get upset at the crow. The eagle just starts to rise. He starts to rise and rise because the eagle can fly so high. And pretty soon the eagle gets high enough, the crow can't breathe anymore, and the crow falls off. And the eagle is free. So let's be the eagle. Yeah, we got crows poking at us. But I'm going to invite us to rise up, to lift our vision up, and to let the past, let the crows fall away. It's time to make room for God's guidance. It's time to make room for all that we are, because you're never alone. And let's release and clean out the clutter and the doubts and who's wrong, who's right. And be willing to fly high into new experiences, into new expressions that honor who you are. Honor your divine self. Step out of the old. Step up to the new, rise up, and feed your power of love. Feed your vision of good. That's how you do it. Focus on what brings you pleasure, what brings you joy. Say yes to life, and let the crows, the fear, fall away, because this is your birthright. Set your intention every day, because there is a power that will answer your intentions if you keep focusing on that. Everything always works out for me. Today is the best day ever. Today is the best talk ever. Let's take that into prayer. So knowing and accepting that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence, by whatever name, God, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved, there's only one. And it is the beloved essence of each and every one of us. We are the beloved place where God shows up. You are, I am. There is no one outside of God's love. This is what I know to be true. And so I set this tone today for each and every one of us, that we rise above any condition or any situation. We might not know how to be in that, but we know that there is a power for good that will lift us up, that will reveal to us the greater truth, because we have relaxed and let our faith lead our way. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle working power of God to remind each and every one of us that there is a power for good that lives within us. We connect to it, we plug into it, we say yes to it, and we believe in it, and we say, there is a greater truth than what I'm experiencing right now, and we allow it to be birthed. We allow it to rise and lift us up. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust this divine within me. I trust the divine within you. And we just allow God to do God's work. And so I release this, my powerful word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. And it returns to us, multiplied, magnified. We are full of it. And we say yes to it. And we let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.
I was just thinking, this song I wrote a few years